Is that my servant coming to rescue me from boredom? Of course it is. I can always sense when you're near. Come, lock the door behind you. I wish not to be disturbed while we play. Yes, come closer, my slave. Kneel down. You've been such a good boy this month. Did you know that? You've pleased me like no human has ever done before. You know the lord of this castle, correct? Lord Engels has been pleased with your work here since becoming a permanent addition to this castle. I heard he thinks you would make an excellent addition to our ranks. But if you ask me, you gave up your humanity long ago just to serve me. You would make an excellent former, a demon just like me. However, you will always be my slave, no matter what rank you reach or how powerful you become. I own you, and your allegiance is squarely to me. The thought of no longer being my personal toy sounds dreadful, doesn't it? Well, don't you worry about a thing. I'll make sure that you remain under my heel until the very end. Now lay in bed. Get comfortable. I'll allow you to rest with me tonight. Astonished? Don't hesitate. I've given you an order. Though, where's the fun in having you be in control of your limbs? Let me show you one of my many tricks. Lay on the bed, arms to your side, legs spread. Good boy, good boy. Oh, don't be worried. For the meantime, you've lost the privilege to move your body as you wish. Don't worry too much about being in this predicament, though. I'm more than certain that you won't mind soon enough with what I have planned for you. I do hope you're not fond of these pants. You sound like a blabbering idiot when you try to communicate in such a daze. Look, the only thing I want to hear out of your mouth is yes, mistress. Otherwise, keep quiet. What I need from you tonight is all that pent-up energy you have inside of you. And the best way to get that requires for us to be intimate. But I don't think you'll have any complaints about that. I wouldn't stop even if you begged me. I'll start out slow for you. Let's get some friction going. Well, don't think of me humping you as cruel teasing. Think of it more as a preview. Delicious. Oh, how lovely. You barely even flinched from that. Maybe you're getting used to the pain. Is someone getting used to me? Well then, that simply won't do. You won't mind if I change your view. I hope my ass doesn't bother you. Humans call this 69. How creative. There's so many ways to drain the energy out of you. But I'm fond of this method the most. You know what's the most fun about men and their dicks? From what I've witnessed, you can do almost anything to them and they will inevitably come. Isn't that interesting? Hypothetically, I could rub it with the bottom of my boots, or have you fuck them. Depending on your interest in that sort of thing, you would come within seconds or minutes. Oh. You might be able to experience an orgasm without me touching you there at all. Just hearing my voice, caressing your body everywhere but where you need my hands the most. Driving you wild with how close our warm bodies are to each other. I meant it when I said the only thing I want to hear out of you is yes, mistress. It's rude to lie, you know. I know you want your balls smacked. If you didn't, you'd be strong enough to at least wiggle your fingers. This is a simple spell, after all. I have ran into strong men like you before. That were able to break from my bond. Their willpower was great. But you, on the other hand, you didn't stand a chance. I've had to use a strong spell on you, actually. That's how weak-minded you are. How fortunate for me. Deep down, you wanted someone to come along and dominate you. I'm more than happy to fill that position. As you well know. You were a soldier before you came here, though. Maybe your true desire was to become a sex slave. Whips, chains, restraints, and torture. All from the hands of a sadistic woman. But I don't think I'm all that sadistic. We're just having some innocent fun. Where nobody cares if you scream in agony, moan to the heavens, cry from overstimulation, or beg to be let free. So, I guess you'll just have to deal with that. It is the dream of a succubus for depraved men like you to rear their ugly heads. It's hard to find a perfect combination of physical strength and willingness to be stepped on in a man. Your moans are so inviting. I want you inside of me. Or better yet, maybe I should be inside of you. Oh, your eyes widened. You've never tried that before, I take it. This is something we'll have to try, then. You never know. You might realize that you're missing out on a whole new experience. My future Fomorian warrior. My eternal slave. Just lay there. And let the fun begin. Mm-hmm. It's been so long since I've had someone inside of me like this. Your dick feels great, by the way. Nice and slow.
Right.
Slow and steady wins the race. Or should we pick up the tempo? Yourself, aren't you? As expected. I know you can't hide these things from me. You would never want to hide these things from me. I know you love it. I know you love all that I do to you. And there's so much more in store for you. Just give me your fucking energy. Inside of me. Delicious meal. But I want more. And you still have tons of energy left inside of you. You wouldn't purposely hold out on me, would you? I know you wouldn't dare. So, because you put me in such a good mood, I'll allow you to speak freely. As a bonus, you get to decide what happens next. So tell me, what is something you deeply and desperately want for me to do? What is something you deeply and desperately want me to do to you? Really? Very well. Let's do it.